7, the best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
Hold on. I am coming. Well, I guess I should turn the mic on so that you can hear me. So apologize for that. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to today's program. The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rakapov. Be talking about Russia today. Again, because now Pilgrim Society is for the fourth time planning to destroy Russia. This is the fourth time. They've been successful to a degree three times in the past. But they're going for a fourth time, hoping this time Russia can be destroyed and removed from the power structure internationally, giving the United States the ability finally to be the world hegemonic kingdom empire of the world. I had talked about Kazakhstan last week. And I mentioned that this was not an accident. The riots, the overthrow of the government, the looting, destroying a vital infrastructure, pardon me, was not accidental. So we're going to get into that. Pardon me. So out of whatdoesitmean.com on... pardon me. These people, according to the President Kassym Jomart Tokayev, stated that the gangsters and terrorists were very well trained. They were organized, commanded by a special center. Some of them were speaking non-Kazakh languages. There were at least six waves of attacks of terrorism at Almaty. Total amount of these people, the amount of these people, 20,000. You don't just get a group of 20,000 people with the same objective. No way. The analysis of the situation showed that Kazakhstan is facing an armed act of aggression, well prepared, coordinated by perpetrators, terrorist groups trained outside the country. So we have the black and the white. And then Executive Vice President Earl Rasmussen of the Eurasia Group, he observed, it appears that the United States funds and the foreign NGOs, and they've done quite well based on their uneasiness within the country. Moreover, the United Kingdom has over 85 non-governmental organizations also present in Kazakhstan, and have provided significant funding to provide civil and society and rule of law. Then the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, stated about Russia, "I think one lesson in recent history is that once Russians are in your home, it is sometimes very difficult to get them to leave." Well, in retaliation for that comment, the Russian Foreign Ministry stated that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken joked about the tragic events in Kazakhstan in his typical boorish manner. "When looking at the number of Washington's invasions, interventions, military occupations over the decades, Blinken might learn a history lesson of his own. Indians of the North American continent, Koreans, Vietnamese, Iraqis, Panamanians, Yugoslavs, Libyans, Syrians, many other unfortunate people who are unlucky enough to see these uninvited guests in their home," meaning America, "they will have much to say about this, such as when Americans are in your house, it can be difficult to stay alive and not be robbed or raped. There's going to be conflict in Russia and the surrounding areas. But no, it's not Armageddon. Armageddon's still 7-8 years out. So don't worry about that. But the United States has been involved in this. Like I stated last week, the globalists, to move forward with globalist agendas, they have to remove Russia as a power in the world. And this is the opportune time for them to do that. And they are attempting to do it now presently. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodrakopov, 1360AHSC.com podcasts.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
You're out with your family. One.
Reports of an active shooter.
Dozens of shots.
Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, this is an all too common occurrence. Contact Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions at 970-578-9821 or unfairadvantagedefense@gmail.com. And I'll give you the unfair advantage in the fight. That's Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, 970-578-9821. You can also follow me on Facebook at Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions.
Firearms and emergency response training.
Alrighty. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the Present Truth. I'll be your host, Rick Rodriguez, or Rick Rodrakopov, when I'm talking about Russia, which I do quite a bit because it's in the Bible. Russia's in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, 39. America's trying to force Russia's hand to have conflict in Central Asia, and there will be conflict there, but when it's time for Russia to be judged or punished, God will bring Russia down to the mountains of Israel to the east side of the Jordan River, and there Russia will be destroyed with Iran, Syria, well, some forces in Syria, but not that many, the Ukraine, probably some German forces, Libya, Ethiopia, out of North Africa. But the U.S. is pushing. Now, President Putin is going to take place in an extraordinary online meeting with the Collective Security Council of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, CSTO, today, on January 10th. In that meeting, they're going to discuss the situation in the Republic of Kazakhstan and measures to normalize it. It was 3,000 Russian troops that went in here in the last week to stop that overthrow of the government. 3,000. And Anthony Blinken saying that Russia is trying to, once again, expand. No, Russia is trying to get American influence out of Kazakhstan. The Russian government presented to the United States and its NATO military bloc the two non-negotiable proposals. Number one, treaty between the United States and the Russian Federation on security guarantees. Second, an agreement on measures to ensure the security of the Russian Federation and member states of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. These are proposals to avert war, which neither Joe Biden nor the NATO military have formally responded to. There have been no response. Now, the New York Times reported that such moves are rarely telegraphed in advance. But with the negotiations looming and the fate of Europe's post-Cold War borders and NATO's military presence on the continent at stake, President Biden's advisors say they are trying to signal to Mr. Putin exactly what he would face. What he would face at home and abroad in hopes of influencing his decisions. The plan the United States has discussed with allies in recent days include cutting off Russia's largest financial institutions from global transactions, imposing an embargo on American-made or American-designed technology needed for defense-related and consumer industries, and arming insurgents in the Ukraine who would conduct what would amount to guerrilla warfare against Russia in a military occupation. So we see the intentions of the United States of America. We're not backing down. We are going to push, keep on pushing. This is a Pilgrim Society objective, a plan using the United States intelligence agencies, like three to five letter to ten letter agencies, all of them. The CIA using MI5, MI6, using the other European nations. Some nations in Europe are beginning to back away, like France, Germany. They're kind of hesitating also. But America is not going to stop. America wants and knows the Pilgrim Society. They are going to use America to push Russia into conflict, to remove Russia from the global scene. It will happen. But in Ezekiel 38, 39, it will not happen until Russia decides to attack Israel with Iran and other nations. You know, what is in the Bible, if you can understand it and interpret it correctly, is important, because then we can see who is doing what and why they are doing what. It's what they do. They murdered the Romanov family, the Pilgrim Society. They put in Vladimir Lenin in 1916 through the Bolshevik Revolution. That was a Pilgrim objective. Russia, probably as a military strategist, Adolf Hitler probably realized for him to send his troops into Russia toward the end of fall was going to be disastrous. But nevertheless, Pilgrims thought that they could make a push, get to Moscow, and destroy Russia in 1943-4. And it backfired. Why did it backfire? Because Russia has to exist according to the Bible. It has to exist. Then a third time, in late 80s, they did destroy the power and the Russian ruble. It was in a third attempt, but Russia has to exist. The person that brought Russia back from the grave was Vladimir Putin. Gorbachev, Yeltsin were working with the globalists to destroy Russia. Britain, Pilgrim Society in Britain, they know that if they could ever have access to Russia, they would have over $70 trillion worth of minerals, oil, riches on Russia's soil. Not just timber, but coal. They're very, very wealthy. And by the United States pushing to isolate Russia from the world community by putting sanctions on Russia is going to be futile, because Russia doesn't need the economy of the world to a degree. She needs access to the UN to negotiate. But Russia has plenty of gas, coal, oil, everything she needs. You're not going to destroy Russia by sanctioning Russia. But America, it's a propaganda ploy, and they're hoping to get Vladimir Putin to yield a little bit. He won't. Vladimir Putin is not going to yield. He knows who is behind this. He knows that, and as I get into the article, he knows these people that came in to start this chaos in Kazakhstan. He knows, as I'll read in a little while, that some of them were out of Afghanistan. And remember what I had mentioned here about 2-3 weeks ago, that once we pull out of Afghanistan, the rebels, those forces trained by the U.S., CIA that are still in Afghanistan, their next objective is going to move north toward Russia. And they are doing it. Doing exactly what Russia knew they would do. But Vladimir Putin is not going to 30,000 troops to stop these 20,000 terrorists. Okay, let's see here. Now, in Russia, the Security Council, they noted the evidence now emerging, strongly pointing towards the Biden regime being behind the deadly unrest in Kazakhstan. Evidence to include the man confessing, a man, that he arrived from Kyrgyzstan after unknown people offered him $200 to take part in protests in neighboring Kazakhstan, with him stating, "Strangers called me over the phone, offered me to participate in a rally in exchange for $200. Since I'm unemployed in Kyrgyzstan, I agreed." He said he saw the West remaining silent after media offices throughout Kazakhstan were raided by well-prepared thugs, which the foreign ministry spokeswoman in Russia, Maria Zakharova, she stated, they knew very well where they were heading and certainly were not peaceful. The attackers methodically destroyed everything in their path, including the heating system, working desks, and all telecommunications equipment. They also had walkie-talkies, acted in accordance with a plan, and were well prepared and organized. How many walkie-talkies would you have for rioters totaling 20,000 people? At least 10,000? Where did 10,000 or 5,000 walkie-talkies come from? Or even 3,000? I don't believe in the coincidence of the timing of the attempt armed insurrection in Kazakhstan that hijacked and used legitimate social protests for cover. The scale, scope, organization, and obvious planning all points to the likelihood of some degree of foreign-directed and direction and backing. It seems specifically timed to present Russia with the destruction of political instability on both ends in bordering states both east and west, precisely when Russia is going into tense high state security negotiations with the United States and NATO. Accident? No. The Bidens involved? Hunter Biden? Joe Biden? We're going to see. Another article. The future of Europe hinges on the coming talks between the West and Russia, according to the Washington Post. Then they state America's once spectacular act of political violence away from a national crisis. So, talking about talks, but then saying we could have a national crisis. These people, they're doing the same thing in this country with the January 6th debacle. They're using psychological weaponry throughout the world, and they're using it in the United States of America on the American people. And the American people are beginning to understand it. But are we going to be able to stop it? Are we going to be able to do anything about it? As long as we have a constitution and as long as judges will prosecute criminals, we're going to be good. But prosecution of criminals is slowly slipping away. Once they destroy, and their plan is, again, to destroy this constitution of this country, then there's going to be lawlessness in this country like this country has never seen. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 KHNC AM Radio. We'll be back.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. The Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado. From the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That's peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Continue here. We're going to get into finding out who is behind this. Now, there was a article out of the International News, and the article was out of July. Coincidence that U.S. foreign NGOs may have played a key role in social unrest in Kazakhstan, generous funding from international non-government organizations and the U.S. government has played a key role in the social unrest that has gripped Kazakhstan in recent days. The president of Eurasia Group, Earl Rasmussen, told Sputnik on Friday. In the beginning of 2022, Kazakhstan was marked by the outbreak of riots in the streets of Almaty. Now, Almaty is an interesting city. It is an Illuminati city. It's an Illuminati city. It's a center of Illuminati families, Illuminati power. Okay, continue, which was presumably caused by a twofold increase in the price of liquefied gas in the country after the abolition of state subsidies. Now, the companies, foreign companies from America and elsewhere, decided they want to start making money. This was what they decided to do. To make money, they would up the gas prices. Well, it was part of the strategy to bring in 20,000 terrorists, Antifa or Black Lives Matter type of groups, bohemian groups internationally. Attempts to pacify the angry crowds were unsuccessful, and the rally quickly turned into a political manifestation, accompanied by violent attacks on the law enforcement officers. The official story is that due to elimination of gas price controls, which resulted in a $1 per gallon increase, but the real reason for this unrest, if this had been the reason, then why aren't we rioting in the United States as well, Rasmussen said. International Center for Not-for-Profit Law estimates there are 38,000 active NGOs in Kazakhstan, while the majority of them is funded by the United States and European countries by way of grants and donations. It appears that U.S. funds and foreign NGOs have done quite well, based on 85 NGOs also present in Kazakhstan, and have provided significant funding to provide civil society and rule of law. What this is a quiet takeover by America, taking over the culture, taking over the society, influencing the people of Kazakhstan. How do you influence people? Give them benefits, give them money. Most active participants in the political and social process are entities such as U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, National Endowment for Democracy, American Bar Association, and Freedom House. National Endowment for Democracy spends $1 million to support democratic processes and human rights movements in Kazakhstan. So, this is for the New World Order, the globalists, to move forward with their world hegemonic plans, America being the empire that they will use, Russia is in the way. Next, China is in the way. Another thing about Kazakhstan, it's a vital interest to China because that is the One Belt, One Road initiative goes right through that nation. And China is watching this. They're not doing much, but China will send in troops also. Russia doesn't want Chinese troops in there because China, once they do get in, they don't get out. So it would be preferable to have Russian troops in. And many of the people in Kazakhstan are Russian-speaking, Russian lineage. But China, the One Belt Road, is going to be built. It will be built. It is, to some degree, halted right there at the bottom of Russia. But once Russia is destroyed, the One Belt Road will be built. China will continue to build it. It will go through that area because China has to build that road for the coming War of Armageddon. This is how her troops are going to come west, not in the air, not by ship, but across land. So that's why Kazakhstan, and then it's very wealthy. very wealthy area. A lot of oil, gas. And as I stated here months ago, that it is the new, that area is the new Middle East. These corporations are going to make, once again, they're going to make, they're going to profit. There's money. A lot. Just like there was in Saudi Arabia. That's why in the middle of the 1900, 1940, 30, there was a book written called The Prize. What was the prize about? It was about oil in Iraq, in Saudi Arabia, all the players that were working with the Arabian, well, with the Arab nations to develop those fields, Aramco, Arab American Oil. America saw profit, and that's why we had to control the Middle East. Not because there's terrorism, not because you had to control the Muslim populations. No, oil. Going on again right here in Kazakhstan. And then in Kazakhstan, there are two centers of power. And this is out of whatdoesitmean.com on the 10th of January today. Two centers of power, first of which was former President Nursultan Nazarbayev. He was the first president of Kazakhstan. He was in office from 1990 to 2019. The second, presently, is current leader, Hasim Jomart Tokayev. He's only been in power for 2 years. We'll be right back. It's going to get interesting.
Frosty the Snowman.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GottsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Okay, now she's going to get interesting. So anyhow, you have two centers of power, the first president, Nazarbayev, who was there for 30 years. Second president, name is Tokayev. He's been in there since 2019. During the 30 years in power, saw President Nazarbayev supported by the United States as he politically ruled despot, ruled over Kazakhstan and sold its vast natural resource wealth to the West. Over the past 3 years, has seen Tokayev trying to wrest back control of Kazakhstan from the clutches of the West. Now the evidence shows there is a decree issued by Putin on the 28th of December. It's pretty top secret, but there are some small bits and pieces coming out. The defense minister, Shevtsova, was the result. Presidential decree was the result of President Putin meeting with President Tokayev on the 28th of December, 21. The orders of the presidential decree remain too highly classified to reveal. It assured that it was known about the Kazakhstan's intelligence chief, Karim Masimov, who is also chairman of the board of Halyk Bank that is owned by former President Nazarbayev's daughter, Dinara Kulibayev, too many Bayevs, and her husband, Timur. It sees that this Karim Masimov is very close friends and business associates with Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. So, now we're getting to see what is this all about. This Masimov was hoping to be president, and he was assumed that the president in power for 30 years was going to appoint him to be the new president. But the former president appointed Tokayev. And then Karim Masimov, it states, conspired with socialist leader with the Biden regime to overthrow Tokayev by unleashing deadly violence throughout Kazakhstan. This is why Karim Masimov was just arrested and charged with high treason. Thank God. In some nations, there's going to be justice. Wish there would be this type of justice in this country. So it appears as if he was going to continue to work with the Bidens to, again, continue to bring in millions and millions and millions of dollars to the Biden, not administration, to the Biden family. So, this is very interesting, going back to what I state about for the people like Klaus Schwab, for them to bring in this world hegemonic system, digital money, control, more control, war, more plagues. They have to overthrow Russia. They're still not going to do it. And again, here's what Putin stated about Russia. That one of President Putin's objectives is to extend a sphere of influence over countries that previously were part of the Soviet Union. But Putin stated, when Americans are in your house, it can be difficult to stay alive and not be robbed or raped. Now you have forces coming up out of Afghanistan. They aren't just people. These are trained terrorists. Who trained them? American money. American intel agencies. Putin is, Vladimir Putin is the thorn. Donald Trump was a thorn in the side. They were able to remove Donald Trump from power. He's still the legal president, but he has no presidential power because there's an imposter in his seat, in his place. And with Donald Trump, I don't know what's going on in his mind. I don't know. But it appears as if being the president for those years went to his head. In my own personal feeling, I like Donald Trump. He's in the Bible. He's in 1 Kings. And he's also in Revelation chapter 17. The mystery of the seven kings. He's there. Now, is God maybe deceiving him, allowing deception to come into Trump? Because Trump still has a lot of political pull. But he cannot continue. He has to step away. That's what the Bible says. He continues for a short space. Now, Joe Biden isn't the one that is legally going to replace Trump. Joe Biden is not legally the president. He's just there temporarily to fill in. But one of the previous seven presidents is going to come back to take over this country, to direct, lead this country into the coming wars. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez. Be right back. 1360KHNC.com podcast section.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com, click the shop.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, well, final segment, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth. Now, I'm going to present something to you. I'll present it. Let you think about it. Who is going to be the legitimate successor to Donald Trump? It's not Joe Biden. It'll have to be somebody that is going to destroy the Constitution. Who would the people of this country, Democrat Party, be willing to put in place, even if it meant destroying the Constitution? There's only one person I can think of that would fit that bill: Barack Obama. He's a constitutional lawyer. He's crafty, deceitful, persuasive, and he was one of the previous seven presidents prior to Donald Trump. He was. Donald Trump replaced him. He's still in power behind the shadows. Still, his policies are presently being employed by the Biden administration. He's the only one I can see that would fit the bill to replace legally Donald Trump. But he wouldn't want to come back because he follows the Constitution. No, he didn't do it during his administration. Why would he do it in the future? If he had the opportunity to come back again, you don't think he'd take that opportunity in a heartbeat? So I'm presenting this to you. He's in hiding presently. But as the days go on, he's going to start to come out of the hole like the groundhog on Groundhog Day. I forget the name of that groundhog. He'll come out, take a look, and if the situation's right, he'll stay out. But if it's going to be winter, he goes back in. Obama comes out, takes a peek, looks around, see if the situation is right, and it's not, so he goes back down. He hides out. He appeared here with Henry Reid, a good friend of Henry Reid's. He comes out and hides, out and hides. But in my estimation, he's the only one that will be able to replace legitimately Donald Trump. You can disagree, that's okay. I'm just presenting it to you. Consider it. Watch. Watch this person. He's very crafty. He's very, very subtle. And he loves power. He loves playing golf and playing basketball as much as he loves power. Because he's a lazy guy. If you look at his personality, he really is lazy. This is why he has so many people around him to do everything. He tells them what to do, they go do it. But he himself, he's lazy. That's his nature. Always has been lazy. Always will be lazy. Keep an eye on him. I say that he's coming back. That's it for today's program. 1360KHNC.com podcast section. Program streamed live every day on 1360KHNC.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
All tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims, may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.